Hare Krishna. Reading from Antyalila, chapter 12, the Lord's dealing with Jagadananda Pandit. Reading from text 86. The previous year, Jagadananda Pandit, following the Lord's order, had returned to the city of Nadia to see Sakshimata. When he arrived, he offered prayers at her lotus feet, and he then offered her the cloth and prasadam of Lord Jagannath. He offered obeisances to Sakshimata in the name of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and informed her of all the Lord's submissive prayers to her. Jagannanda's coming pleased Mother Sakshi very much. As he talked of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she listened day and night. Jagannanda Pandit said, "My dear mother, sometimes the Lord comes here and eats all the food that you have offered. And after eating the food, the Lord says, 'Today, mother has fed me up to the neck.' I go there and eat food my mother offers, but she cannot understand that I'm eating it directly. She thinks that this is a dream." Satyamata said, "I wish Nimai would eat all the nice vegetables I cook. That is my desire. Sometimes I think that Nimai has eaten them. But afterwards, I think that I was only dreaming." In this way, Jagannanda Pandit and Mother Sachi talked day and night about the happiness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jagannanda Pandit met all the other devotees in Nadia. They were all very happy to have him present. Jagannanda Pandit thereafter went to meet Adwaitacharya, who also was very happy to have him. Vasudev Dutta and Murari Gupta were also pleased to see Jagannanda Pandit, and they kept him at their homes and would not allow him to leave. They heard confidential narrations about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the mouth of Jagannanda Pandit and forgot themselves in the great happiness of hearing about the Lord. Jagannanda milite yaya jai bhakta ghari Say bhakta sukha apana basare. Whenever Jagannanda Pandit went to visit a devotee's house, that devotee immediately forgot himself in great happiness. Chaitanyera prema patra Jagannanda danya yare mile se mane pailam Chaitanya. All glories to Jagannanda Pandit. He is so favored by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that anyone who meets him thinks, "Now I have gotten the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly." Jagannanda Pandit stayed at the house of Sivananda Sen for some time, and they prepared about 16 seers of scented sandalwood oil. They filled a large earthen pot with the aromatic oil, and with great care, Jagannanda Pandit brought it to Nilachala, Jagannath Puri. The oil was placed in the care of Govinda, and Jagannanda requested him, "Please rub this oil on the body of the Lord." Govinda therefore told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Jagannanda Pandit has brought some scented sandalwood oil. It is his desire that your lordship apply a little of this oil on your head, so that blood pressure due to bile and air will be considerably diminished." He prepared a large jug of it in Bengal, and with great care he has brought it here. The Lord replied, "A sannyasi has no use for oil, especially perfumed oil such as this. Take it out immediately." Purport. According to Raghunananda Bhattacharya, the spokesman for the smarta regulative principles, he says, "One who smears oil on his body while observing a vow in conjunction with a ritual, while bathing in the morning, while performing the Shraddha ceremony, or on a Dwadasi day, may as well pour wine over his body. Therefore, oil should be rejected." The word vrata, vow, is sometimes understood to be the sannyasa vrata. Raghunandana Bhattacharya has also said in his book Titi Tattva, "This means that clarified butter ghee Mustard oil, floral oil, and boiled oil may be used only by Grihastha householders. Mahaprabhu said, this is text 109, deliver this oil to the temple of Jagannath where it may be burned in the lamps. In this way, Jagannanda's labor in manufacturing the oil will be perfectly successful. When Govinda informed Jagannanda Pandit of this message, Jagannanda remained silent, not saying even a word. When 10 days had passed, Govinda again told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is the desire of Jagannanda Pandit that your lordship accept the oil. When the Lord heard this, he angrily said, why not keep a masseur to massage me? Have I taken sannyas for such happiness? Accepting this oil would bring my ruination, and all of you would laugh. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared himself a strict sannyasi. A sannyasi is not supposed to take help from anyone. Retaining a masseur to give him a massage would indicate his dependence on others. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to follow very strictly the principle of not accepting anyone's help for his bodily comfort. Prabhupada, or Kaviraj Goswami, continues describing the words and the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If someone passing on the road smelled this oil on my head, he would think me a dhari sannyasi, a tantric sannyasi who keeps women. Hearing these words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda remained silent. The next morning, Jagannanda went to see the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Jagannanda Pandit, my dear Pandit, you have brought me some oil from Bengal, but since I am in the renounced order, since I am a sannyasi, I cannot accept it. Deliver the oil to the temple of Jagannath so it may be burned in the lamps. Thus your labor in preparing the oil will be fruitful. Jagannanda Pandit replied, who tells you all these false stories? I never brought any oil from Bengal. After saying this, Jagannanda Pandit took the jug of oil from the room and threw it down before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the courtyard and broke it. After breaking the jug, Jagannanda Pandit returned to his residence. He bolted the door and he lay down. 3 days later, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the door of his room and said, my dear Jagannanda Pandit, please get up. I want you personally to cook my lunch today. I am going now to see the Lord in the temple. I shall return at noon. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this and left, Jagannanda Pandit got up from his bed, bathed, and began to cook varieties of vegetables. After finishing his noontime ritualistic duties, the Lord arrived for lunch. Jagannanda Pandit washed the Lord's feet and gave the Lord a seating place. He had cooked fine rice, mixed it with ghee, and piled it high on a banana leaf. There were also other varieties of vegetables placed all around in pots made of banana tree bark. On the rice and vegetables were tulsi flowers. And in front of the Lord were cakes, sweet rice, and other prasadam of Lord Jagannath. The Lord said, spread another leaf with the helping of rice and vegetables so that today you and I may take lunch together. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept his hands raised and would not accept the prasadam until Jagannanda Pandit, with great affection and love, spoke the following words. Please, first take prasadam yourself, and I shall eat later. I shall not refuse your request. In great happiness, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the lunch. When he had tasted the vegetables, he again began to speak. Even when you cook in an angry mood, he said, the food is very delicious. This shows how pleased Krishna is with you. Because he will personally eat the food, Krishna makes you cook so nicely. You offer such nectarian rice to Krishna. Who can estimate the limit of your fortune? Jagannanda Pandit replied, "He who will eat has cooked this. As far as I am concerned, I simply collect the ingredients." Jagannanda Pandit continued to offer the Lord varieties of vegetables. Out of fear, the Lord said nothing but continued eating happily. Jagannanda Pandit eagerly forced the Lord to eat so much that he ate 10 times more than on other days. Again and again, when the Lord wished him to get up, Jagannanda Pandit would feed him more vegetables. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dared not forbid him to feed him more. He just continued eating, fearful that Jagannanda would fast if he stopped. At last, the Lord repeatedly submitted, "My dear Jagannanda, you have already made me eat 10 times more than I'm used to. Now please stop." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up, washed his hands and mouth, while Jagannanda brought spices, a garland, and sandalwood pulp. Accepting the sandalwood pulp and garland, the Lord sat down and said, "Now, in front of me, you must eat." Jagannanda replied, "My Lord, you go take rest. I shall take prasadam after I finish making some arrangements." Ramai Pandit and Raghunath Bhatta, they did the cooking, and I want to give them some rice and vegetables. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told Govinda, "You remain here. When the Pandit has taken his food, come inform me." After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had said that and left, Jagannanda Pandit spoke to Govinda. "Go quickly and massage the Lord's feet," he said. "You may tell him the Pandit has just sat down to take his meal. I shall keep some remnants of the Lord's food for you. When he is asleep, come and take your portion." Jagannanda Pandit thus distributed remnants of the Lord's food to Ramai, Nandai, Govinda, and Raghunatha Bhatta. He also personally ate the remnants of food left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then the Lord again sent Govinda. The Lord told him, "Go see whether Jagannanda Pandit is eating. Then quickly return and let me know." Seeing that Jagannanda Pandit was indeed eating, Govinda informed the Lord, who then became peaceful and went to sleep. The affectionate, loving exchanges between Jagannanda Pandit and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued in this manner, exactly like the exchanges between Satyabhauma and Lord Krishna related in Srimad Bhagavatam. Who can estimate the limit of Jagannanda Pandit's fortune? He himself is the example of his own great fortune. Anyone who hears about the loving exchanges between Jagannanda Pandit and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or who reads Jagannanda Pandit's book, Prema Vavarta, can understand what love is. Moreover, he achieves ecstatic love for Krishna. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The word Vavarta means accepting something to be the opposite of what it appears. Here, Jagannanda Pandit appears very angry, but this anger was a manifestation of his great love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prema Vavarta is also the name of a book written by Jagannanda Pandit. Therefore, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, uses the word Prema Vavarta to refer to one who reads the book or hears about Jagannanda Pandit's loving dealings with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In either case, such a person very soon achieves love of Krishna. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports, the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, 12th chapter, describing Jagannanda Pandit's loving dealings with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. And we shall continue soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.